we're going to learn Tainus Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. If you recall, in the Mishnah, we had the story of Choni Hamagel. He was the circle maker, because when they asked him to daven for rain, he drew a circle, and he said, I will not move from the circle until Hashem makes it rain, and then Hashem made it rain a lot. So we remember the whole story. So we are up to Tanu Rabbanan, or Ma'asa Sheshalchu Choni Hamagel, v'chulei. The Gemara quotes that the Mishnah had said that there was a story with Choni Hamagel, that they had sent him a message and asked him to daven for it to rain. So about 10 lines into the page, Tanu Rabbanan, first line is Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan, Pamachas Yatzar Rav Adav Lo Yarduk Sham. One time, most of Chodesh Adar had passed and still hadn't rained. Sholchu Choni Hamagel, Spalo V'yarduk Sham. So they said the message to Choni Hamagel, please daven and make it rain. Hispalo V'yarduk Sham, he davened, but it didn't rain. Og Uga, so he drew a circle in the ground, Vamad Betoch, and he stood in the middle of that circle, Kedarach Shasacha, Baka, Kanavi, Shnermal, Mishmarti, Emodavis, Yatzval, Matzor. He drew a circle in the ground, and he stood inside of it, just like Chabaku Kanavi did, where it says that I will stand guard right here, and I will not leave, Chabakuk said. So you see that he jailed himself, and refused to move anywhere, until Kedarach Baruch listened to his tefillah. So Arma Lefano of Choni, Magal, said to Hashem, Ribono Shalolam, Banecha, Samupene, Malai, your children have turned to me for help. The reason they turn to me is because I'm like a member of your household, God. So I swear by your name that I will not move from here until you have rachmanos on your children. So it started to rain a little bit. The Talmidim said to Choni Ma'akel, we want to see you. We don't want you to die of starvation because of lack of rain. This is not enough rain. We're going to need more if we don't want to die of starvation. It seems like it's only raining so that you'll be allowed to move out of your circle, but not to actually help. So Amar Choni Hamagel said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo kach sha'alti, this isn't the kind of rain that I was asking for. El gishmei baruch shichun umaros, I want the kind of rain that's going to fill the pits and the water wells and things like that. Yardu bezaf, so it started raining really strong. Acha kol tipa v'tipa kamlo pichavis, to the point where each raindrop was like the size of the opening of a barrel. Vishir, meaning if you were to pour out of a wide mouth barrel, you just turn it over, the gush of water that comes out. That's what each raindrop felt like. Vishiru chachamim she'in tipa p'chusa melog, and the chachamim figured out that there was no drop of rain that had less than a log of water, which is a good amount of water. Amr lo talmidav, Rebbe re'inuchav lo namas. So they said, Rebbe, we want to see you. We don't want to die from floods. Kamedumenan shem gesham yardin al abir olam. It seems like this rain is going to destroy the whole world. Amr lo fanav sochoni amagel turns back to Hashem and he says, lo kach shalti. This is not the rain I was asking for. El gishmei ratzon brachu nedav. I was asking for rain of blessing and of good things. Ketiklan, the way yardu ketiklan. So then the rain came down properly, and ad sha'alu kol ha'am la'arabayis, and kept on raining until the whole nation had to go to high lands to arabayis mipnei gesham, so that they don't get flooded out from the rain. So Amr lo, the Talmidim said to him, Rabbi, k'shem she'espalalta she'yardu, kach espal v'yelchulem. Just like you daven to make it rain, please daven to make it stop, that the rain should go away. So Amr lahem, kach mukublani she'en espalin al rovatov. He says, I'm sorry, I have a tradition that you don't daven when there's too much good in the world, that Hashem should take away some of the good. Afal pikein hevili par hoda'a, in order to bring for me a bull of thanksgiving, and maybe I'll be able to be mispalel. So they brought him this par hoda'a, and he leaned both hands on it, and he brought it as a carbon shlamim. Va'amar lefanav, and he said, Ribono shlalim, amchi yishol shehotseisa mimitzrayim, your nation that you took out of Mitzrayim, einon yichal lo berov tova v'lo berov peranos, they're not able to withstand all the goodness nor all the suffering. Ka'asta aleihem, you got angry at them when they were in the Midbar after Yitzias Mitzrayim, with the nisyonos that you gave them of the Mei Meriva and things like that, einon yichal lamod, and they cannot withstand your anger. Hishpat aleihem tova, you did good for them. You brought them the man and you brought them the slav and a lot of wonderful things. Einon yichal lamod, but they weren't able to withstand that either. They still sinned. So he says, I daven that the many rains should stop, and there will be space for people to survive in this world. Miyad nashva haruach nispazra avim. So the winds blew and the clouds scattered. Vizarcha cham and the sun shone through. Viyotza am l'sada v'yaviu lahem kameinu pitrios. And everyone went out into the field and they were able to pick all sorts of mushrooms and things like that that grew out in the field because of all the moisture from all of the rain. That's how much it actually rained as a result of the tefillah of Choni Ama'agel. So Shalach Shimon ben Shatach sent a message to Choni, El Mali Choni Ato, if you weren't Choni, if you weren't the great Choni Ama'agel, Gozarni Alech Nidui, I would have made a Nidui, a Cherim against you. Nidui is an important concept. Nidui means like a type of Cherim, that you're going to be cursed. She'ilu Shanim Kishnei Eliyahu, if these years were like the years of Eliyahu, Shenavtechos Kshem B'yadu Shel Eliyahu, where Hashem gave the keys of rain over into Eliyahu's hands, Eliyahu got to decide when it was going to rain or not. Lo nimtza shem shamayim mischal al yadcha. Still, it would have been a chilul Hashem because the shvuah would have been because it would be clear that either your shvuah or the shvuah of Eliyahu would have been a wasted shvuah, because Eliyahu swore that the rain would stop and you swore that the rain would come down. So now also it could be that there's a tzaddik like Eliyahu that swore that the rain is not going to come down, and one of you is going to be wrong. One of you is going to say shvuah that's not really right. So it's going to be a great chilul Hashem, and that's why you deserve to be put in nidui. Meaning by you forcing God's hand, you don't know, you might be forcing God's hand against another tzaddik like the likes of Eliyahu Navi. What can I do for you? What can I do to put you in chaim? I can't. You sin to Hashem, and He does what you ask for Him. Like a child that does all the wrong things, and his parents still rewards him. And he tells the father, Father, help wash me in warm water. And then he says, wash me in cold water. Give me all sorts of delicious fruits. And the father just keeps giving him. You know, what the kid asks for, even when he asks for contradictory things, the father keeps giving him. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts toward you. You say, let it rain, let it not rain, let it rain harder, let it rain softer. And Hashem just keeps giving into you. He just keeps giving you everything that you ask for. And about you, we could say the pasuk that the father and the mother rejoice, and those who give birth to you rejoice. So, main point number one, the repeat of the story with Choni Hama'agel, how he daven until the rain was just right, and Shimon ben Shetach saying that he would have put him in Cherim had he not been Choni. Good. Tanu Rabbanu, we have a braisa. Mashalchu b'nei lishchas hagazis. What did the people, the Sanhedrin that sat in the Lishchas HaGazit? Lishchas HaGazit is an important concept. That's the room where the Sanhedrin sat in the Beis HaMikdash, the chamber of hewn stone. So what did they say to Choni HaMa'agel after this whole episode? So they said as follows, the Sigzar Romer V'yakom Lach V'aldrachecha Noga Or, that when you decide to do something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfills whatever you decide. The Sigzar Omer, Ata Gazarta Milamata, you make a gzera down here that it's going to rain, V'akadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim Amarcha Milavala, and Hashem listens exactly to what you say up in Shemayim. V'aldrachecha Noga Arn, on your paths sun will shine. Dor Sheya Afel, the generation that was dark because of the suffering, Hey Arta B'tfilascha, you brought to light, you gave light to with your tefillah. Ki Yishpilu V'tomer Geva, Dor Sheya Shafal Higbatu B'tfilascha, a generation that was low, you raised up with your tefillah. V'shachi Naim Yosha, what does that mean? Derech Sheshach Ba'avono, Dor rather, Sheshach Ba'avono, a generation that was low in its sins, Hoshato B'tfilascha, you saved with your tefillos. Yemalit Inaki means Dar Shaloha Yanaki Milatito Bitfilosecha, a generation that was not clean of sin, that had a lot of averos, you managed to help them escape through your tefillos. The Nimlat Bevor Kapecha means Milatito B'masiyadecha Abrurin, through your clear acts, and clearly good acts, you managed to save this generation. So main point number two, congratulatory note and praise and note of praise that the Sanhedrin sent to Choni HaMa'agel. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so a little more about Choni HaMa'agel. Kol Yamav Shel Oso Tzadik, the entire life of Choni, Hayimitzta'ir al Mikrozah, he always was worried about the pasuk that said about Klal Yisrael returning back to Eretz Yisrael after the Galus Bavel, that's going to be after 70 years. Shira Malus Peshuva Hashem Ashiva Tzion Hayinu Kecholim. The pasuk compares the 70 years of Galus of Galus Bavel to a chalom, to one long dream. So Amar Choni Amagel said, I don't get this. There's no dream without sleep. Mi Ika Denayim? Was anyone sleeping Shivan Shnin Abichalma for 70 straight years with a dream? How can you say that the whole Galus Bavel, the period between the first Beis Hamikdash and the second Beis Hamikdash, which was 70 years long, was like a dream? Nobody sleeps for 70 years. Then one day he was walking along the road, and he saw a person planting a carob tree. He said to the guy, how long does it take till this tree starts growing fruits? The guy says it takes 70 years till the tree grows fruits. Is it so obvious too that you're going to be around 70 years from now to be able to benefit from these fruits? Meaning, well, what's the point of planting a tree that you're never going to be able to get the fruits from? So the guy said, well, think about it. I was born into this world. There were carob trees when I was born here. Now, obviously, the carob trees that I benefited from, that I got the fruits from, I didn't plant. They were planted by the generation before me. So just like my father planted trees for me, I'm going to plant trees for my children. Yosef Kakaruch Rifta, so Choni Amagel was apparently satisfied with that answer, sat down to eat some lunch, Asale Shinta Nim, and he fell asleep in a deep sleep. Ahadrile Mushunisa, and a rock surrounded him, Ikase Me'ena, and he was, and no one saw him because of this rock that surrounded him, Vinim Shivan Shanin. So he ended up sleeping for 70 years, and he was missing in action, no one knew where he was, and he ended up sleeping 70 years. Kikam Chazi Lugavada Vekamlakit Minayu, when he got up, he saw that same guy that he saw planting the tree when he had gone to sleep, right before he had gone to sleep. He saw someone who looked just like that guy taking the fruits off of the tree. So Amalei Choni said to the guy, Atu Dishsalte, oh, you're the guy that planted the tree, right? Amalei, the guy said, no, Bar Berea, no, I'm his grandson. Amalei Choni said, wow, if it takes 70 years for a carob tree to grow any fruits, and this guy's grandson is now picking those fruits, it must be that I slept for 70 years. And he saw that his donkey had given birth to many, many offspring, flocks and flocks of offspring. So he realized that he missed a lot of time in his life. So he went back to his house. So he said to in his house, is the son of Choni Amagel alive? So they said, now his son is already dead, but his grandson is alive. So he said, hey everybody, I'm home, it's me, it's Choni Amagel, it's the Zaydi. Lo him nuhu, no one believed him. Zaydi went missing 70 years ago. What are you talking about? And he overheard the rabbis talking, and they were so excited about their chiddush in the sugya, or the way they clarified a sugya, that they said, ah, we're as clear on the sugya as the learning was in the days of Choni Amagel, the great tzaddik. So the havi ayil lebeis medrasha, and they started telling stories of the great Choni, that when Choni would go into the beis medrash, kol kushya davlu l'rabban amin fariklu, any question the rabbis would ask, he would answer. So amr luhu, Choni said to the talmid chacham, none of you! That's me! You're right! I'm here! I'm back! Velohim knew. No one believed him. And they didn't respect him like they would have, like they should have respected him, considering that he was Choni Amagel. So Chalash Daite, he got upset. Bayrachmeni, Davin Hashem should take his neshama, because even though it's not really, it wasn't really time for him to die, his life wasn't worth living if no one even knew who he was. So miss, and he died. Amarava Henidam Rinchi, O Chavrusa, O Misusa. So he said, the Rava says, that's what people always say, either a chavrusa or death. That having someone that you could talk to and learning, having some companionship is so important to living, that if you don't have that, then you might as well be dead. So that's what Choni Amagel chose, death over loneliness. So I guess let's make the last main point. Choni Amagel, after wondering about Galus Bavel being like a dream, slept for 70 years, but when no one recognized him, asked for death instead. Okay, we will stop there. We will pick up a few lines from the bottom of the page, Be'ezras Hashem, at the words Abba Chilkiah, three lines from the bottom, Be'ezras Hashem, next time.